It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax-affiliated insurance agency.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Hey, welcome back to Marshall, Missouri, everybody. Grover C. Redford Gymnasium is the location, and tonight the Benedictine Ravens are being hosted by the Missouri Valley Vikings. Ladies game in the books, guys game coming up next is public address announcers introducing the starters to our crowd on hand. Let me introduce them to you. What do you say? Missouri Valley coming into the ballgame tonight. Under 20th season, head coach Chad Lance, and they've had some struggles this year. With that said, they are a good team. They are at home, and you do not want to ever underestimate anyone. Certainly, Missouri Valley is a team like that. That said, for Valley, it's going to be 6 foot sophomore for Marshall, Missouri. Head coach's son, it'll be Chad Lance. Jarius Burnett is a 6'5 sophomore from Warrenton, Georgia. Out of Dallas, Texas, 6 foot 7 inch junior, Vincent Taylor. And hang on, we're going to pick up these last couple of starters as soon as they get them up on our screen for us here. Here we go. No, we still don't go. We're going to see T.J. Wallace, a 6'4 junior from Amory, Mississippi. And we're going to see who else we're going to have starting here tonight. We've got to get one more guy to take off a warm-up jersey. Well, since they're not going to, we'll talk about Benedictine. How about that? The Ravens are going to be starting Sam Ungashick, 6 foot freshman from Overland Park. Ahmad Lewis, 6'2 junior from KCMO. Out of Omaha's Creighton Prep, it'll be 6'6 senior for the Ravens, Jaden Timmy. You got Braden Belt from Andover. He's a 6'1 junior and rounding it out in the post at 6'6. Liberty, Missouri senior, Tyson Cathy. Here we go. Jaylawan Patterson got his warm-up off and tucking the shirt in, and he's about ready to go. Jaylawan, 6'3 sophomore, Belleville, Illinois. We're set to go here and hope you enjoy it. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and white. Valley in the home white with orange. Ball is up, tips away. It's going to be lost out of bounds. It'll be Benedictine basketball. Ravens are going to have it in. BC will bring it in from the far side. It'll be Ahmad Lewis to do the inbound work for the Ravens. There's an intimate crowd. What do you mean? What do you think about that? The small group. Kind of into the game. Not exactly a hard ticket to get, I suppose. Here's Ravens will cut to the right side. Shot clock at 3. Pull up jumper's got to be up and good for Benedictine. knocking it down just outside the buzzer was Ahmad Lewis and the Ravens. They're going to break out on top at 2-0. Here comes Valley up the floor. Swan Patterson. Patterson gets it over to Jace Lance. Lance, a little seesaw dribble, now crosses over. Brings it back over to the right side. T.J. Wallace has it knocked away. Stolen by Timmy. Jaden Timmy, what a job stealing that ball. They'll kick it over to Braden Belt. Belt will start right, drive left. Goes into the lane, backs in, stops left, goes there, baseline three, too strong. Rebound, Tyson. Out on top, Braden. He'll go three. Rebounding it down, Valley this time, and Vinny Taylor. Taylor will sweep it away out of Dallas, Texas. The baseline shot from the left side, way off the mark. Benedict going to rebound it down. That's going to be Jaden Timmy. Ahmad with the basketball. Back it'll come to Timmy. His cross-court pass knocked away. Here comes Valley. They'll drive down, run in, puts a shot up and missed it. Rebound is on the floor, followed up and missed it. Finally, we're going to have a Benedictine foul called in this. I suspect the whistle is going to be on. Tyson? Yeah. Tyson Caffey picking up his first foul of the ball game. Coming up here at 18:31 to play. First half. And the Ravens leading it 2-0. The free throw, it is up and good. And Missouri Valley is on the board. Their first point of the game scored on a free throw by Jaylon Patterson. Second free throw. He will get them both, and we are even two apiece. We're at 18:29 to go. Here comes Benedictine driving down. Belt, a couple of head fakes later, a shot's going to be deflected. Rebounded back down. Viking. Missouri Valley down the court. Long three from the right wing by Lance. Not very close. And Benedictine will pull the ball down. Here comes Sam Ungashik. Sam into the front court. Works down the left side in front of the scorer's table. Kicks it over to Jaden Timmy. Go to the lane. Kicks it out to Belt. His three missing. Braden Belt having a slow start to the game here tonight. He has been red hot in the season, but starting the game at 0-for-3 here tonight, 2-2 game yet. Back on the right side is going to be Jace Lance, and he'll turn it over, his second turnover. Ungashik brings it up, tries to bounce it to Tyson Caffey, who had no concept the ball was going to be coming to him. And he did not realize it, did not anticipate it, did not grab it, and it goes out of bounds, and back will come to Missouri Valley. 17.5 to play in the opening half. 2-2 ball game. Neither one of these clubs putting a lot of points on the board in the early going. It'll come around to the right side for Missouri Valley. Now down to the baseline, backing in, twisting, turning, backing, pushing. Here's a shot up, air ball, but the rebound cleared away by Vinny Taylor. The three by T.J. Wallace, no. Rebound tipped out, and Jaden Timmy coming down with another board. Jaden's done a nice job of sweeping the boards down tonight. Benedictine into the forecourt. Here's Ungashik missing a shot. These teams absolutely are shooting badly in the onset of this game. I don't know if it's the size of this gym and the spaciousness of the end. Shouldn't be bothering the home team, you would think. But whatever it is, neither team has come out firing the ball real well. It remains 2-2. We're 3.5 minutes in. Here's a jumper for Valley, missing. Ungashik with the rebound. Back up comes Benedictine. Coach Lance tired of it. He's going to make a substitution or two at the first opportunity. Skip pass outside the right block to Timmy. The defender bumps him, chests him, shot is up. No, Timmy misses it. Rebound taken away from Timmy. Up with the become Valley. The driving shot on the other end is going to be up and in. And Missouri Valley finally gets a point on the board. They will take a lead. T.J. Wallace, that is the first field goal of the game for Valley. Coming at 16:05 to play in the first quarter. And now Benedictine is going to commit a foul off the basketball, setting an illegal screen. That'll be Jaden Timmy. So the Ravens now trail by two. And Benedictine is going to take Timmy out of the game. Also, it is going to be Tyson Caffey coming out. You're going to get Joel Adise into the lineup, and also coming in is going to be Preston Reynolds for Benedictine. It is 4-2. Missouri Valley in front. Vikings with the basketball. Top side. They've made a substitution or two. Here's a little layup underneath that is wide open to Vinny Taylor. He'll have his first points, and Ravens now trailing at 6-2. Again, Valley coming into the game tonight, a 5-12 team. Benedictine looks for its 10th win of the year. Officials tracking the ball down as it had rolled away across the way, and now it seems to be coming back up the tunnel. 15 and a half to go, opening half. 6-2. Valley in front. What the guys don't want to do here, there's Ravens travel with it. Yeah, that was Ungashik trying to drive and kind of getting the ball pinned up against his knee. And that's a turnover for Benedictine. Ravens got to give it back. Another turnover by the Benedictine team. We're at 15-20 to play in the first half. Valley with the basketball leading at 6-2. Game starting off a lot like the ladies game. Not a lot of points getting scored early. Benedictine getting behind early and then having that unenviable condition of having to battle from behind. Here's a shot from the outside for the Vikings. No good. Ravens are going to rebound it back down. Ungashik, a set shot three, very short. Rebound tipped out to Amon. He'll rest good. Here's Belt for three. Way too long. Rebound tipped out. Belt's got it again. Feeds underneath. Preston head fakes and hits a layup. That's what I'm talking about. To get that one underneath, Preston Reynolds makes certain that he cashes it in. It is 6-4. 14 and a half to go in a very low scoring opening half so far. Valley with the ball. Comes out toward the top. Back it goes to Lance. Over to Vanderwood. He'll drive in. Running layup is up and good. And again, all of these points, okay, 8 for Missouri Valley, 4 for Benedictine, have either been A, free throws, and that was 2 by Patterson, or B, it has been layups. And that's where the points have come. Valley leading Benedictine by 4 at 8-4. Inside 14 to go. First half. Driving in. Left side of the lane. Back out on top. Here's 3 for Belt. Way off. Rebound. Long rebound. Pulled down by Valley. When I say way off, I don't want to exaggerate it and make it anything that it's not. But it's like the rebounds off those missed shots. Just like that Valley shot. A 3. Missing badly. Rebound is long. But because the ball hits it, kicks way out to near the 3-point ring. Well, it's going to be taken down, and Benedictine is going to come the other way. Now backing in with it is Adise, and his defender flops to the floor, and is going to be calling for a block. They're not calling a flop. They're going to call a foul on Missouri Valley's Logan Walker. So Logan Walker, a 6'5 sophomore from Washington State. That'll be his first foul. First foul of the ball game by the Vikings. Benedictine will bring it in, and a driving layup is up and good. Preston Reynolds has 4. 4 for Reynolds, 2 for Ahmad Lewis. And backup court with him will come. Missouri Valley. Vikings, they worked outside. Ravens staying a little player defense. Got a lot of contact going on in the lane right now. Ravens trying to prevent those layup shots, but here we go, right inside and trying to bat it away. We're going to have a foul by Anthony Hall. Quietly, Coach Moody has made multiple substitutions for Benedictine out of the court, and right now it is going to be we got Adise and Hall out there with Lewis, Reynolds, and Sam. There you go. Free throw up. Nope. And now Benedictine's going to make another substitution coming into the lineup for the Ravens. We haven't seen a lot of lately. Jake Thompson, the 6-foot senior from Leawood. Second free throw is up. It will be good, and Logan Walker will hit the second of 2 and get his first point of the game. Putting Valley in front now 9-6. And we're at 12:50 to go first half. Neither team in double-digit scoring yet. Skip pass underneath. The D.C. has his, what was probably going to be a dunk, blocked. is a delight to the Viking crowd. You can hear the ripple go through the crowd. Here's a long screen on the other end for Valley. No missing it. Rebound is on the floor. Now players are on the floor. Two, three, now four players are on the floor. And the officials will blow whistles, come up over it, stop play, and indicate a jump ball. We've got possession. Vikings. Valley will have the basketball in play from the far side. 26 on the shot clock and 12:23 to go in the opening half. It comes in. Colin Macklin is in, a freshman from Memphis. He's 6'1". Valley's roster changing considerably from last year's. Not a lot of names that are familiar and back. Here's a little hook shot in the lane. Missing, rebounding it down is Joel Adise. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens will run into the forecourt. Front of the ball club from the point now is going to be Preston Reynolds. He'll cut right side. Little hook pass to Adise. Backs in. Sky hook. Scores it. Nicely done, Joel Adise. His first points in the ball game, and Benedictine is within one at 9-8. 11 and a half to go here in the first half. Ravens on the road this evening. Little back-and-forth dribble by Jace Lance. The ball's going to be stripped away on the floor. BC's going to sweep it up. Down the left side to Ravens. Into the lane. And the ball's going to be knocked away. And a foul is going to be called on Valley. And that's got Coach Lance on his feet. He is really berating the official across the floor, who I think is going to walk over here and suggest that he wants a little of that. For the Vikings, three substitutions into the game now. For Benedictine, one more running up to the scores table, Bryson LaRue, with a little helping hand from his head coach to kind of say, get up there. We want to get you in before this ball comes in play. Do not tarry. So Bryson LaRue comes in for Benedictine. Ravens bring it in. Thompson. Kimmy. Back over to the left side. It goes Reynolds. Ravens are working into the middle. Reynolds backs in. Behind the back pass. Underneath. Tyson Cathy misses the layup. And on the upcourt play, it's batted away and knocked out of bounds by Preston. 11 minutes to go. First half. 9-8. It's 9-8. Both teams are playing very similar basketball. Benedictine, how they shoot from the outside as Valley misses another three. How they shoot from the outside, Benedictine is 0-7. How's Valley shoot from the outside? So right now, Valley's 0-7. Ravens are 4-15 overall, hitting 26%. Valley is 3-13, hitting 23%. These two teams are going to have to find the rim. One of them wants to win it here tonight. We're going to get a timeout by the Ravens, and I think both coaches are going to emphasize exactly that to their players during this break. Speaking of breaks, Joseph, let's do one. What do you say? We're down to 10:50 to play, still in the opening half in Marshall, Missouri, where it is Missouri Valley 9, Benedictine 8.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Back with you here in Marshall on the campus of Missouri Valley College, where we are going on 10 minutes into the game and neither team has 10 points yet. Welcome back. 9-8 is your score. Valley in front. For Benedictine, it'll be Kimmy putting the ball in play. Preston Reynolds is going to bring it up the floor. They're out there with Tyson Caffey, and we've got Jake Thompson out there. And also out for Benedictine, Bryson LaRue, an unusual fivesome. Starting in the middle is going to be Timmy. Back out on top, it'll come to Jake. He'll square up a three. It's very short. Rebound. And a big roundhouse swing, like looking to punch one. Well, that roundhouse swing turns into a foul, and it will be the second foul of the game for Tyson Caffey. Tyson, I think his plan was to knock it, the missed shot, back out on top. And not rebound it, not grab it, pull it down, and, you know, steal the ball, but to bat it out on top. Did not work. He picks up two fouls. He comes out of the game now at 10:20 to go in the half. Still with neither team at 10 points. Valley has the basketball, leading up 9-8. Valley with it up top side, Colin Macklin. They'll go left side. Here's a shot off the left side of the window. Is good, and Valley is in double-figure scoring. It's the first bucket of the game for Jarius Burnett. Jarius, a 6'5 sophomore from Georgia. Ravens will have the ball over on the right side now. Goes to Timmy into the corner. And I don't know, Preston took his eye off the ball. I wasn't looking at it. It bounces off his palm. It goes out of bounds. And that is going to bring us to our immediate timeout. 9:53 to go in the half. It is. Missouri Valley 11, Benedictine 8.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
To go in the opening half of the guys' game. 11-8, Valley in front. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and getting ready for a fun halftime to share with you here coming up in a little bit. Back in the CARE studio, Tom Couch with me here courtside. Oh, my goodness, the CARE Radio Sports schedule, absolutely jam-packed. Got to love this time of the year. Tomorrow night we're going to have high school basketball from the Valley Falls Tournament. Then Wednesday, Sports Look. Thursday, Benedictine basketball. Friday, back to the Valley Falls tourney, and Ravens on Saturday. So, other than that, not much happening. We're going to get an offensive foul against Benedictine off the ball. Let's see who did that. It's going to be on Jaden Timmy. Now, he comes over talking to the official. Wants maybe a little clarification as Jaden will have his second foul. Ravens, team foul 5. So for Benedictine, you've got one on Hall, two on Timmy, and two on Caffey. Here comes Missouri Valley back up the floor. 9.5 to play in the first half. Chase Lance with the ball. He's usually a prolific scorer. Has scored nothing tonight. Here's a running jump shot. No good. We're about to go back down. Benedictine, Timmy coming down with the basketball on the miss. Back up with it. Sam Ungashik comes back into the game. Here's the left side to Jake. No, that's Braden. Braden Belts back in. Here's a three for Timmy. Rims out, no good. These two teams continue to have real difficulty finding the bucket. Here's the top of the three shot. No for Missouri Valley. Benedictine rebounds it down. Ravens with the ball top side. Trailing by 3 at 11-8. Valley's 0-9 from the outside. Here's Timmy with a spinning move. Benedictine is 0-10 from the outside. No one able to hit the perimeter shot. But Timmy does not look for the outside. He gets his first point of the game right there with a layup off the left hand. And the Ravens are back within a point at 11-10. Over to the right side. Here's a 3 for Valley. Not even close. Rebounding it down. And the ball game for Benedictine. A fan favorite. Oh, thank you. 6'8" senior from Shawnee Mission South High School, Hunter Schneider in the game for BC. Ravens have the basketball, trending by one. Ungashik to Timmy. Out on top it comes. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis. He'll drive, finger roll, scores it. Ahmad Lewis, and the Ravens are in front. 4 points for Ahmad. And it is 12-11, Benedictine by one. 7:47 to go. 3-point shot, Valley missing. Rebound, Benedictine. Valley's now 0-11 for three. And we're going to get a BC timeout. Coach Moody out of the court requesting one, and I suspect it's going to be granted. Let's do it. Timeout, Joseph, at 7:37 to go in the first half. Ravens 12, Vikings 11.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
As we return to the Grover C. Redford Gym. Welcome back, everybody. 7.5 to go. Now, inside that, in the first half, here's Benedictine going three. No. Rebound, Valley. Neither team has hit a three. Okay? We have seen over 20 three-point shots taken. No one has a three in this game yet, and we're down to 7 minutes to go in the half. Here's a 15-foot shot. Up and good for Jack Vanderwoo, or no, for TJ. TJ Wallace. TJ Wallace in Missouri Valley. And Valley goes back in front at 13-11. Back the other way. Valley off the Raven missed shot. It's up and no good. Rebound Benedictine. Ungashik kicks it over to the left side to Ahmad Lewis. Pushes it over to the right. Here's Belt. Is that one in? It's in! 3-point shot scored, and it belongs to Braden Belt. 6:36 to go. First three at 6:36. And here's a three on the other end now. So, exchanging 3-point shots, Valley leads 16-15. And here comes Benedictine. They're going to have the ball lost away. Valley's coming back up with it. Vikings with a basketball, leading it by one. And we're down to 6 minutes left. Over to the left side. Running two-handed shot. It's up. It's good. Plus one. Count the bucket. Plus the free throw. It's going to be on Ungashik, and it will be his first. That three-point shot a moment ago for Missouri Valley was hit by Vincent Taylor, and he is the big 6'7" junior from Dallas, Texas. Count the bucket by Vincent Taylor. The free throw is up, and it is good. And Benedictine now trailing by four. As quickly as that, that's how fast this game can move. 19-15. 5:45 to play in the first half. Ravens have it. There's Belt. Scoots it over to Adise. Has it stripped out of his hands down to the baseline. Knocked away by Chase Lance. Ravens are going to have it back in from their offensive end. 13 on the shot clock. Looking to bring it in. Down low is going to be Ungashik. He'll bring it off on top. Ahmad for three. Air ball. Wow. Crowd's going to enjoy that. 19-15. Valley in front and making their way into the forecourt. It's going to be Jaylon Patterson. Valley will back it off on top, kick it over to the left side. Offensive foul. The charge is going to be on TJ Wallace. It's going to be his first foul. Valley. Missouri Valley picking up team foul four. And Ravens back into the forecourt. 19-15. 5:15 to go before halftime. Here's a feed underneath, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Preston Reynolds. Preston just made a power move into the middle and went right into the midsection of a defender who is clearly and patently set is going to come back again to the Valley. Ravens are going to drop back and pick up the player defense at midcourt. We go inside 5 minutes to play in the half. 19-15. Valley with the basketball and the four-point lead to skip over to the right block. Knocked away and nearly stolen by Preston Reynolds, but he let it get away from him a little bit. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come to Valley. They'll lob it in on top of Vincent Taylor. He's having a good game. Turnaround shot from about 12. He'll be up and in for T.J. Wallace. It is a two-man show, by the way. T.J. Wallace, Vincent Taylor. They're doing all the damage and the only damage by Valley. Now driving in, Preston has a shot rejected right back into his body and picked back up by Valley. They'll go to the other end, miss a shot. Ravens commit a foul. And it's going to be the second foul for Sam Benedict and team foul 8. And a couple of more free throws coming up for T.J. Wallace. He can get the double-figure scoring. The free throw, no. One more shot coming for T.J. Ravens are going to take Ungashik out of the game. 4:37 to go in the half. And back into the Benedictine lineup, Jake Thompson. Second free throw rolls around and around and in. It is down 22-15. As Benedictine will make a couple of more substitutions. Preston Reynolds is bringing the ball up. He's going to run the ball clip at the one right now. He's got Jake Thompson out there. They'll go long cross court over to the left side to Hall. Back out on top. It'll come to Jake. Jake's a good shooter. Speed's going to go back down low on the left side again to Hall. He'll cross into the middle, and the ball is going to be stripped out of the hands of Adise. And Chilwell will have been fouled by T.J. Wallace. Couple of fouls in the ballgame now for Wallace. And BC at the line. Adise takes his time. Bit of a knee bend. Puts the shot up and in. So for Joel, it'll be his third point of the ballgame. And Benedictine down 7. Now cuts that to 6. Long, hard look at it, and that one, no good. So Joel hits one of the two, and we're down to 4:09 to play in the half. Missouri Valley has the basketball, and they have a lead, 22-16. Men's College Basketball, the Heart of America Athletic Conference, here on CARE Radio tonight. Happy to have you along with us. K-A-I-R-F-M Horton Atchison, by the way. Joseph is smiling. I can see it. I'm a long way from home, and I can see the grin. Thank you, Joseph. Valley with the basketball, 22-16. Vikings in front of Benedictine, 3:37 to go. BC, this is a kind of a landmark possible game for them. Three-point shot from the top. It's going to be up and good from straight away. And a bucket by Vinny Taylor. Now 25-16. And we're at 3:18 to go. Back it in. Little turnaround shot at DC. Way too soft. Got a good jump and looked right at the rim, but just soft shot it a little bit. Ravens down 9. Now they're down 11. Another driving layup. Vincent Taylor. Ravens have no answer for Vincent Taylor. Vincent, 6'7", a junior, Dallas, Texas. And he is really putting together a huge half. We're still 2:45 to go before the break. Back out on top for BC is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Dumps it over to the left side. Adise kicks it off on top. Here's Hall for 3. Too strong. Rebounding it back down is going to be Vincent Taylor. And back up the court will come Missouri Valley. Taylor comes over and tells coach, hey, coach, take me out of the game. I'm getting tuckered out. So we'll see if Valley doesn't get somebody to the scorer's table pretty promptly here. 2:15 to play in the half. A little behind-the-back bounce pass. Valley cutting into the middle, and the shot is up and good by Patterson. Ravens now down double figures, 29-16. BC and Little Jones, we're under 2 minutes to go in the half. Cutting around to the left side, trying to back into the lane. There's no room there. BC will dish it over to the left. Anthony Hall will take it down to the baseline. Kick the back off on top to Ahmad Lewis from underneath the shot. Up. Getting a bucket. Is that going to count? It looks like it should. What a job underneath by Jake Thompson. Count the bucket plus one. Foul number one of the night for Patterson for Missouri Valley. Benedictine getting set to run Hunter Schneider back into the game. He'll be in for Adise. Take a spot on the left side of the lane. On the right side of the lane for BC is going to be Hall. In the backcourt, both Preston and Ahmad, and the free throw is going to be up and good for Jake. He completes a three-point play, making it 29-19. Three-point shot, in and out. Happening was halfway down, and then kicked away. Rebounding down is going to be Hunter. Here come the Ravens with a minute and a half to go in the half. Ahmad Lewis out on top. It'll go to Jake Thompson to the right hand. Dribble around to the right side. Stops up on the elbow. Bounces toward the baseline where it's going to be kicked and lost out of bounds off the toe of Jarius Burnett. Ronaldus Hernandez out of the ball game and back into the lineup, having gotten a little wind to Vincent Taylor. Vincent Taylor. He has been absolutely outstanding. Now the Ravens are first drive to the right, then cut back off on top, thinking about the three, instead driving inside. One-handed runners up and missing for BC. Anthony Hall can't get it to drop, and we've got a minute to play in the half. And now we're going to get a foul called and come to the line for the 1-1. It is going to be the second foul for Preston Reynolds. The first free throw is up and good for Colin Macklin. Colin Macklin, 6'1" freshman from Memphis. Second one, yes. Well, Valley's certainly not playing like a team that is 5-12. In fact, they are leading Benedictine by some dozen here, 31-19. 45 seconds to go in the first half. Here's Jake Thompson for two. BC's back to within 10 at 37. So give Jake his fifth point of the first half. Now, the shot clock is still got 8 or 9 seconds between it and the game clock, so Valley's going to have to send one up. Here's Jarius Burnett over to Jace Lance. They're running motion from side to side across the outside of the three-point arch. They'll scoot it over to the right, down into the corner, and bring it right back out on top. Shot clock to 6. There's a collision offensive foul. That was good work in the middle by Benedictine Ahmad Lewis. And the offensive foul on Oliver Paulion Girard. BC up court, shot clock's off. 13-11, now 10 seconds to go in the first half. Ravens down 10. Preston just drives the lane, and then they're going to wave off the shot. So Preston Reynolds will not get those 2 points. There's going to be a foul on Hunter. And Preston is going to come out of the game, and Bryson LaRue will come in with 6 seconds left. Valley's going to have to go the length of the court. Oh, rolling, and Valley's finally going to pick it up and run into the forecourt. Over to the left side. They're looking for that last shot. It's a long one. It's a three. It's off the mark. Rebound. They won't get a follow-up, and we've come to intermission. It's not been a gorgeous first half of basketball, but we've got the teams finally warming up a little bit, beginning to put some points on the board. I think the second half will be much, much better play, much higher scoring. We're going to talk about all that when we return. But right now, it's halftime in Missouri Valley. We'll be back to summarize it for you. Intermission score, Valley 31, Benedictine 21.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Dan's team of some sort is out here entertaining the fans on hand tonight as we go to halftime. Ravens trailing by 10 to 31 to 21. Looking at the halftime scoring for you, first of all, for Missouri Valley, it has been, as we talked about during the course of the opening half broadcast, a two-man wrecking crew for Valley. They've only had two guys who have been, you know, really able to get points on the board, and they have done a good job of it with Vincent Taylor putting in 14 first-half points and T.J. Wallace with 8. So right there, you got 22, okay? Doesn't leave a lot for anybody else, less than 10 for the rest of the team. Dwan Patterson's got 4, 2 for Macklin, 2 for Burnett, and 1 for Walker. For Benedictine, a little more balanced, but not as many total as Jake Thompson. Came in off the bench late in the half to pace away with 5. Preston Reynolds and Ahmad Lewis with 4 apiece, 3 in the half for both Braden Belt and Joel Adise. And with 2, you'll find it, Jaden Timmy, Sam Ungashik, Anthony Hall playing, did not score. Also, Tyson Caffey, Hunter Schneider playing, not scoring in the first half. Checking the numbers. First three-point bucket was hit by, before it was hit by either team, okay? 6:36 to go in the half. These two teams had shot combined over 20 three-point shots before they hit one. Now, you go to halftime, Benedictine. 9 of 29 from the floor at 31%, 1 of 14. 1 of 14 from 3 points, 2 of 3 at the free throw line. For Valley, 11 of 30. They are at 36% from the floor, 2 of 15 3-point shooting. Not exactly stellar. And at the free throw line, they are 7 of 9. So 5 more points at the free throw line for Valley than Benedictine. Turnovers, Ravens with 10. First half turnovers, Valley with 5. Stick around. Second half should be good. You can be very certain that Coach Winnie will get this group coming back and playing hard in the second half. And again, the difference in the game, those turnovers, there is the difference in the score right now. Clean those up, and you are right back in this contest. Looking forward to bringing you the second half. With that in mind, and with your intermission score from Marshall, Missouri, Missouri Valley 31, Benedictine 21. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph in the K-Radio Sports Studio. He's got your halftime.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Skyway Banks, at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Good afternoon, or good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we bring you Benedictine basketball as they're on the road at Missouri Valley. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment, taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar. Tomorrow night, we've got Valley Falls Tournament Boys action for you, as at 6 p.m. we will have JCN versus Jeff West. 7 o'clock or 7:30 brings us to Perry versus Valley Falls. Wednesday, we've got a special night for Sports Look. Sports Look normally airs on Thursday nights, however, we'll get to that in just a moment. On Wednesday night, you can listen to Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Thursday night, we've got a rare Benedictine College game as the Ravens are on the road taking on Baker. 5:30 is the time for the women's game. The men should tune in, or should head to the court right around 7:30. On Friday, we go back to the Valley Falls Boys Tournament, as at 6 o'clock, we've got on the schedule right now ACCHS versus Oskaloosa, and at 7:30, Valley Falls will be taking on the Rossville Dogs. Saturday brings us to Benedictine basketball again, as the Ravens will be taking on Park University. 2 p.m. is the scheduled time for the women's game. The men should take to the court about 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores in the women's games.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at women's basketball scores in tonight's games in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we have finals to report. It was Mid-America Nazarene at 87 points to Baker's 66. Culver Stockton topped Graceland 86-64. Grandview ladies beat the Mount Mercy ladies 83-57. Clark beat William Penn resoundingly 85-48. In the Central Methodist Evangel game, it was Central Methodist on top at 70 points to Evangel 60. In the Peru State Park game, Park came out on top at 64 points to Peru State 61. And in the game that you listen to right here at Hot Country 93.7, Missouri Valley topped Benedictine 78-72. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores for games in action now.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family, each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taking a look at men's scores, we have one final to report. It was a 2-overtime contest as Graceland men beat the Culver Stockton men 81-74 today. In the Grandview-Mount Mercy game at the half, it is Grandview 48, Mount Mercy 30. Central Methodist and Evangel still have 9 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the first half. It is Central Methodist on top right now, 23-18. At the half in the William Penn Clark game, William Penn is leading Clark 43-39. Peru State is leading Park at the half, 33-23. And in the Baker Mid-America game with 3 minutes and 49 seconds left in the first quarter, it is Mid-America 36 to Baker's 32. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the Missouri Valley Vikings at 31 points to the Benedictine Ravens 21. We'll be taking a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25,000 and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250,000 per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 31. Winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs around 48. Overcast skies tomorrow night, chance for scattered showers, lows dip down to about 32. Cooler Wednesday and Thursday with highs from the upper 30s to the low 40s, chance for scattered showers Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 41 degrees, even money, Fahrenheit. The winds are rolling at about 7 miles per hour out of the west. The relative humidity is sitting at 80%. The barometric pressure is steady at 28.64 inches of mercury. Dew point is sitting at 35 degrees Fahrenheit, giving us a feels-like temperature of 36. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in about 30 seconds.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Marshall, Missouri, where we're getting set to go to the second half of tonight's Guys game. There's a Benedictine Ravens hosted by Missouri Valley, with the Vikings leading at intermission 31-21. Many thanks to our producer and engineer, Joseph, of the Care Sports Studio for handling halftime. You know everything that you need to know now after that halftime. Thank you very much, Joseph. Well done. Tom Couts will be here courtside. And for Benedictine, it's a simple matter of getting the shots to fall. I mean, sometimes they fall better than others. In the first half of the Ravens, they just did not. Second half could be very, very, very different than that. Coming out of the court to begin the second half for Missouri Valley, it's going to be Jace Lance, and Oliver Pollyon Girard. Colin Macklin, Jarius Burnett, and Vincent Taylor. For Benedictine, Ahmad Lewis and Anthony Snow. It's not going to be that. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis and Sam Ungashick. You're going to have Tyson Caffey, Jaden Timmy. And rounding it out for Benedictine is going to be Braden Belch. We're set to go to the second half. Cowboy fans, hold on. Leading by a couple of scores in your game. Here's a skip pass over to the left side. Benedictine will have the initial possession of the second half. And we are 13 seconds in, and we have our first stoppage of play by the official. And now BC is going to be putting it back in play again. I guess the official's still all three together and talking this thing over. Here we go. Ungashick will have it up to the top side. Ravens are on offense, going from left to right. Working offensively in front of the Benedictine bench. They'll go over to the left side to Timmy. Shot clock's in single digits. Timmy will drive in, lose the handle for a little bit. It's going to get away from him and out of bounds. And Benedictine is going to start the second half with a turnover. 19 and a half to go in the game. Back up with Wacom, Missouri Valley. They'll walk it up the floor, gently over to the right side with it. It's going to go Vinny Taylor. Comes off on top to T.J. Wallace. And again, remember, T.J. Wallace and Vincent Taylor are the two guys who have been doing all of the heavy lifting for Missouri Valley tonight. Got to go right side to Patterson. Shot clock at 9. Here comes the Jace. He will feed it down low. Backing away. No room. The feed to the baseline. The 3 is up and missing. And the follow shot is going to be up and in. And a quick 2 for Jarius Burnett. His 4th point of the game. It is now 33-21 Valley. And we're at 18:50 to go. Benedictine working right now in front of the Raven bench. Left side on Ahmad Lewis. Comes toward the top, looking into the middle. The player defense has been pretty good for Missouri Valley. Now Ungashick will take it to the baseline. They'll pick him up on the switch. The dish across to the left. The high arcing rainbow shot is up, no good. Rebound Ravens, and the follow-up is going to be up and in for Tyson Caffey. Tyson on the board for the first time tonight. It is 33-23 at 18:18 to go. Valley with it back over to the left side. Wallace kicks it down low, getting it to Burnett. Back it comes to Wallace. Ravens try to trap him on the edge. The shot from the outside. There's a 3 from deep outside. And Jarius Burnett has picked up the first 5 points of the second half for Missouri Valley. Vikings go up now by some 13 points. 36-23. Here's a Raven 3. It's up and good. So Benedictine answers right back, 36-26, after Jarius Burnett knocks in his 3-point shot for Valley. Benedictine comes right back down to the other end, and they'll throw one in, and here comes the Viking offense. Jaden Timmy gets that 3, by the way, if you're keeping your scorebook at home. Jaden has 5. Missed shot, Valley. Benedictine taking it back up court. Ungashick will take it up to the top side. He'll dump it over to the right, right in front of the Benedictine bench. There's going to be Ahmad. Lewis first with the left hand, then with the right. Works toward the baseline. Now cuts in the middle. Skip pass underneath it. Up and in. That's back-to-back goals there for Tyson Caffey from underneath. It's 36-28, Valley. 17 minutes to go in the game. Coach Moody on his feet all the way to near midcourt as he's giving encouragement to his BC team. The pass across the middle, stolen by Tyson. Tyson Caffey. A couple of goals and now a steal, and the Ravens are back on offense. Top side. Looking in the middle is Ahmad Lewis. Comes right to Sam. He'll go into the lane. His shot rejected out of bounds by Jarius Burnett. Jarius Burnett, 2 points at half, has already added 5 here in the second half. It's a 6'5" sophomore from Georgia. Ravens are going to bring it in deep to the left side. They'll feed it across to the right. Ungashick's 3 is off to the right side. Tyson Gatley with a nice rebound underneath. And the Ravens are going to reset the offense as the shot clock resets to 20. Sam cuts into the lane. Back off on top to Ahmad. Lewis bounces it off his foot, able to save it before it gets out of bounds. Here's Tyson. He'll back away. He's a good shooter, and he'll hit it for three. Tyson Caffey. He's shown up here in the second half. 7 points already for Tyson since intermission. And it's 16 minutes to go in the game. It is 36-31, and the Ravens are right back in this thing. Here's a three from the left side, and there is a big first bucket of the game for Jason Lance. Lance knocks down his first point, 39-31. And we've got 15:40 to go. Now BC with a turnover. Lance will walk the ball up the floor, take it up the right side. Benedictine played Saturday, one day off, played a night, one day or 2 days off, played Thursday, get one day off and play Saturday. So, 4 games, 8 days for Benedictine right now. Very, very hectic start to the second semester. Here's about a 13-footer. It's going to be up and good. Knocking it in is Braden Belt, and the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Joseph, let's do it. What do you say? Coming at 15-10 to go in the game. It is Valley 39, Benedictine 33.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay's? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y, to name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
As Benedictine head coach Ryan Moody sends his guys out on the court, he'll make a couple of substitutions. Let's just reset the Raven five. You've got Sam Ungashik, and you've got Jaden Timmy out there. Also, Braden Belt. They have brought Joel Adise out on the court for the Ravens, and he's going to be out there with Ahmad Lewis. Here's a follow-away shot from the left side. It's up a good, and another three. Jarius Burnett and Tyson Caffey both did not much in the first half. Both have exploded here in the second. Burnett, two threes and a two. And Tyson, two twos and a three. Now Benedictine getting a couple of more there and a follow-away shot and a 14:30 to go in the game. It is 42-35. Back up court, down the right side is going to be Chase Lance. Valley with the basketball. Down to 14:14 to go. Joel Adise getting those 2 points a moment ago, and he's got five. Here's a three from the left side. In and out, no good. Adise clears down the rebound, and Benedictine will walk it up the floor. Valley quickly drops back. They're going to pick up the player defense at the top of the key. Ungashik pulls up his dribble there, kicks it over on the left. Braden Belt, really good shooter, having a fantastic season for Benedictine. The junior from Andover, and the Ravens are going to be called for a travel. Out of the ball game will come Ungashik, and in for Benedict, and the 6'5" freshman guard, Preston Reynolds. Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, Belt, Adise are the Benedictine five. Out there for Valley, Lance, Wallace, Gerard, Hernandez, and Burnett. Ron Elvis will have it up top side, dumps it over to the left, puts it in the hands of Gerard. He will go into the middle. There's no room left. Kicks it back out. TJ, three, no good. Rebound tipped out on top. It'll be hauled down by Jaden Timmy. Here comes Benedictine. Preston Reynolds into the forecourt, works it over to the right side. Timmy, it's a running three. Yes! How about that shot? Jaden Timmy, the senior from Omaha. 42-38, and suddenly Benedictine is within four. And we've still got 13-10 to play. BC was down double figures just moments ago. Here's a long three right side. Not going to go. Rebound BC. Ravens coming back. Reynolds kicks it to the right side. Ahmad into the lane. Knifes in. Shot up and deflected from behind. And rebound to the Zara Valley. Down the court they go underneath the one-handed layup. Missed! Rebound BC. Going upstairs with it, Gerard thought he was going to have an easy bucket, then didn't. And now the ball is on the floor. Ravens are going to pick it up. And instead of seeing a teammate beside him, that ball is going to be thrown away up court, running back and forth. These teams are wild. And finally, we're going to get a whistle. We got bodies strewn all over the floor out here. No, not back. This is precariously close. Oh, let's see what they're going to do with this. This is going to be with 12:28 to go in the ballgame. It is going to be out of bounds to Benedictine. And again, both teams making several substitutions. Ravens are going to bring Jake Thompson back in. Jake was in and had a nice bit of PG in the first half, the 6-foot senior from Leawood. Timmy will have it on the right side. He'll back in off the right side of the lane, goes into the middle, kicks it out on top of Jake, swings around to the right side, crossover, dribble, top side, Timmy. He'll go three, gets three. Jaden Timmy and Benedictine. Three threes for Jaden here in the second half. Benedictine has cut it to one, and Missouri Valley takes a timeout. We're taking a break. Down now to 12:04 to go in a game. There's a lot of basketball to be played. Valley 42, Benedictine 41.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Still with a long way to go in this one. Welcome back to Marshall, Missouri, everybody. 12 minutes and 4 seconds to play in the second half of the guys' game. Opening game of the night went the way of Missouri Valley in the girls' contest. Beat the guys hoping to come away with a win, looking for what for them kind of a landmark win. It would be their 10th W of the year. And Ravens would like to be able to snag that. Up floor with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Here comes Missouri Valley. Here's a feed, comes on top, skips over to the left side. The ball's loose on the floor. Ravens grabbing for it, pulling for it. It's going to be knocked away by DC and picked up by Preston Reynolds. Here's a feed on top. The three would not go that time for Jaden Timmy. Rebounding it down. Here comes Valley. They'll go left. They'll go three. They'll hit the three. Coming into the game, first three-pointer of the evening for Logan Walker. And it's 45-41. And at 11:20 to play. Valley back in front at home. Thompson over the three. He's going to be short. Ahmad Lewis didn't have quite enough on it. Missouri Valley's going to run back the other direction. Now it's become a three-point shot competition. This one misses. The follows around and around and going to be good for T.J. Wallace. He's a double-figure scoring with 10. Valley has quickly answered after Benedictine cut it to one. They push it straight back up now to 47-41. Still 10:45 to play tonight. Preston Reynolds will come to the right side, accelerate, go all the way to the baseline, way behind the rim, and his outlet pass on top is going to be stolen away. Colin Macklin had it, couldn't drive it down the court, lost the handle, picks it back up. Here's a right side shot, T.J. Wallace, no. Rebounding it down is going to be Timmy, who gets poked in the face. No foul called, it'll be out of bounds to Benedictine. Checking out of the game for Valley is going to be Oliver Pollion-Girard. For Benedictine. Into the game is going to be Anthony Hall. Anthony is a 6'5 freshman from Parkville. So you're going to have Ungashik and Hall out there for the Ravens. Tyson Caffey's back in with Thompson and Belt. There's some guys out there who can shoot the basketball. That is a true shooting group on the floor. And here's Braden for three. There it is. Simple as that. Those guys can put the ball in the basket. 47-44. 10:05 to go. Joseph, making you aware that the next dead ball will be a media timeout. Here's a jump shot from the top. No good. Rebound Sam, and he gets fouled. Sam's head kind of snaps back as he goes by Run Elvis. Run Elvis Hernandez. Picking up the foul. Coming into the game for Missouri Valley out of that timeout is going to be Jarius Burnett. And there is the media break. We're going to take it, Joseph. 9:55 to go in the game. Valley 47, Benedictine 44.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh meals, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Frame is down in front of us on the right side of the bench. The Vikings to our left on the, what will be the south side of the bench. Yeah. And so, what a great game we're having here. 47-44. You might just read that little bit right there, too. 9:55 to go in the game. Benedictine trailing 47-44. They have been down by as many as 13 in this game. And here comes Benedictine. Raymond's coming out of that media timeout. Ungershick will kick it over to the left side. That's going to be Braden to Sam. Sam dancing in, slices down the left side of the line, stops, pops it off the window, and good! Sam Ungershick for four. And it's 47-46. 9:39 to go. BC again, back within one. The Ravens have not taken the lead, but they've been able to get this thing down to one a couple of times now. The key is to not let Valley push back one of these trips down. And work around to the right side. 12 on the shot clock. Plenty of time for the Viking offense. Under 20 season head coach Chad Lance, we get a whistle off the ball. And the official's going to come over. And it's going to be an illegal screen set by Run Elvis Hernandez. And Benedictine, within one, has the basketball. Here comes Sam. Ungershick over to the right side, working in front of Colin Macklin. Comes out on top against Run Elvis. Behind him, it'll go to Thompson. BC, patient, looking for the shot they want. Now they'll cut down to the baseline. The feet underneath. The shot goes up. The foul committed, and coming to the line for the Ravens is Ungershick. The foul is going to be the second of the ball game by Run Elvis. Run Elvis Hernandez. 6'6" sophomore from Independence. Every time I say his name, I can only remember Run Elvis Hernandez, who pitched for the Kansas City Royals probably 20 years ago or something like that. First free throw, not going in. One more shot and an opportunity to tie the game for Sam Ungershick. It is on its way. It is good, and we are even at 47. So while Benedictine does not have a lead, they have tied this thing up with 8:45 to play. Way over to the right side. Valley's really liking the long shot. Here's a long two, and it's up and in. Quickly as you do that, quickly as you say that, they'll knock one down, and that is the 12th point of the game for T.J. Wallace. It is 49-47. Ravens trail by a pair. And BC's outlet pass is going to get away and go out of bounds down to the baseline. 8:27 to go in the game. Cavernous facility here with the indoor track and the wrestling mats and the rodeo arena. It takes them a little bit to get the basketball found and brought back up. There we go. I thought that was why they brought the portable seats in, to maybe kind of keep the ball from rolling quite so far away, but it got away anyhow. Valley with the ball. Jace Lance goes left side. T.J. Wallace. Wallace has it batted away. Able to recover it. Kicks it over to the right side. Shot clock 15. Lots and lots of time. Now, the crossover and the shot is going to be up, and it is good. Knocking that thing down, Patterson. Good for three. Makes it 52-47. And Benedictine back down five. Here's a three for BC. Rattles home by Braden Bell. Braden's third three of the game. 52-50. 7.5 to go. For a game that started off slow scoring, these guys have kind of found the range a little bit now. They're starting to put some points on the board. This ball's going to be batted away down to the baseline. And Anthony Hall for Benedictine, convinced that he did not touch it last. The official equally convinced that he had. It's going to go out of bounds at the baseline. And are they going to go to the monitor? They are. We're going to get a timeout. Interesting call, Joseph. We're taking a break. Down to 7:28 to go. Vikings 52, Ravens 50.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benedictine Ravens huddled up around head coach John Peer, associate head coach, or head coach Ryan Moody, and associate head coach John Peer. BC in the traveling black uniform tonight for Missouri Valley, and 20th season head coach Chad Lance. Vikings in the white with orange. The officials have done whatever it is they are going to do. And having reviewed the video, what I suspect must be to their reasonable satisfaction. I don't really see nothing that has changed. It'll be 12 on the shot clock. Valley putting it in play at their offensive baseline. 52-50, Valley in front. They'll have the ball in play. Patterson brings it in over to the left side. The three-point shot is up and no good. A couple of BC guys have had trouble with the footing out on the floor. The floor, it looks really different than it used to. They've redone this thing in the offseason. It is much whiter and brighter than it used to be. Kind of brightened what has always been a dark and, you know, not real well lit building. It has helped that to some extent. Here's a three for BC. No. Rebound underneath, and now we're going to have a foul on Jaden Timmy as he went in to get the rebound. He will pick up his third foul of the game. Now, how about this? We are 6:54 to go, so that means we're a little over 13 minutes into the second half. That's the first Benedictine foul of the second half. That is a big, big deal for the Ravens. Here's a three from the top by Jace, and Lance will get his second three tonight. 55-50. 6:34 to go. And Benedictine again down five, and down the other end, a quick shot up and good for the Ravens, 55-52. 6:20 to go. Back down court with it, Valley. Ravens playing the player defense, and now the big guys are really stretching out. It's going to be knocked away. Ahmad Lewis will drive down against Lance, goes in and up, and Lance just laid off. He said, there's nothing I'm going to be able to do about this. And for the Ravens, Ahmad Lewis makes it 55-54. a one-point game, and a Valley timeout. Shows up another break coming down to serious time with 5:57 to play. Missouri Valley 55, Benedictine 54.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, we're back, Aaron Marshall. 5:57 to play. 55-54. Missouri Valley in front. Lots of ball coming up tomorrow night on Care Radio. We're going to have high school basketball from the Valley Falls Tournament. Games at 6 and 7:30. Wednesday night sports look. And the Ravens on Thursday again. Right now, though, the matter at hand is Missouri Valley Benedictine Men's College Basketball. The Vikings put the ball in play. They lead by one. Shot clock in single digits. Left side is going to be T.J. Wallace. He'll dribble it back again to the top. Cuts to the left. Pulls up. Launches a three. No good. Rebound, Timmy. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to run all the way down the left side. It's going to be Belt with the basketball. He'll drive to the top of the key. Pulls up the long two. It hits it. Braden Belt. And Benedictine is in front. It is 56-55, Ravens by one, at 5:15 to go. Now, let's see how well Valley will battle back. You know they're going to be tough. Chase Lance skips it down to the baseline left, just outside the block to Jarius Bennett. Cut off by Timmy, no room, comes back on top. Shot clock's at 9, shot clock's at 7. The pass up the left side is going to be batted away, and Ravens are going to steal it. Here comes Benedictine, outlet down the left side to Ahmad. Lewis out on top. Belt, that's a really long three. He hits it. Outstanding shot. Braden Belt. It's now 59-55. Benedictine with 4:40 to go. BC up 4. Pass coming out on top. Valley. Now they're going to have to step up the pressure a little bit. Oh, here's a long three. No. Rebound over. Oh, a defender on the back. No call. But a rebound down to Benedictine. BC will go long cross court, and a ill-timed pass is going to be knocked away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Missouri Valley basketball. They'll have any play in front of their bench, and we're down to 4:14 to go. Back into the game is going to come Hernandez, and he will take out Vincent Taylor. Vincent Taylor has been a bit of a conundrum for me. 14 points in the first half. He was just hitting everything. Hasn't scored anything since. Hasn't scored a point yet in the second half. And I'm sure Coach Lance would like to know. Why not? We're getting a timeout with the Vikings. Joseph, a break now. We're down to 4:14 left. It is Benedictine 59, Missouri Valley 55.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday, Sunday, noon to 7.
Hey, it's so good to have you along with us here this evening on Care Radio as the Benedictine Ravens on the road tonight. Starting the second semester, three home games. Turning right around then and playing the next three games away from the Nolan Gym. Out on the court for BC, you have got We've got Belt, Kathy, Preston Reynolds, Jaden Timmy, and Sam Mungerschick. Look at this. Ravens have gone to a 2-3 zone defense. They're daring this team to shoot him out of it, and they will. Take a three for the baseline left, up and good. Three-pointer, Jarius Bennett, his third three of the second half. His 11th point of the second half. And Benedictine now leading at 59-58. And as they come up the court, we'll have a foul. There's going to be the second foul on Jarius Burnett for Valley. And it is team foul five. Benedictine still has committed only one second half foul. That is absolutely remarkable. Ungerschick pulls up, 13 good. Sam Ungerschick's fifth point tonight. 61-58, Benedictine at 3:37 to go. At this time of the game, the clock moves fast. Every time you look up, it seems like there's another minute or so that has disappeared. And for Valley, no time to waste. Here's a three, it's wide to the right side. The rebound cleared down by Tyson. Kathy will come down with the basketball, and you can see the defensive intensity for Jace Lance kicked up a little notch or two. Ungerschick will come into the forecourt. Ravens with the ball, leading it 61-58. Sam goes down the left side, comes back out on top. Belt thought about the three, doesn't. Shot clock still at 10. He'll feed underneath, and Tyson, and Jaden Timmy goes up for the shot, and the shot is stopped, but he'll come to the line for a free throw or two. That's going to be the first foul tonight for Jace Lance. Jace was very clear about not wanting to let Jaden Timmy have the uncontested shot. And it's a couple of free throws coming up here for the Ravens senior. First one is good. Jaden Timmy for Benedictine. 10 points in the half, 12 in the game. That was his first free throw opportunity this evening. Second one will not go in. Rebounding it back down, Missouri Valley. BC again for the second time is up by four, and we're now at 2:50 to play. Gliding over to the left side is going to be Colin Macklin. And we get a travel on T.J. Wallace. Again, T.J. had 8 points at halftime, has added four in the second half. And Benedictine is going to have the ball in play from the backcourt, right in front of Coach Lance. 2:40 to play in the game. Ravens have the ball, leading it by four. Bounce pass left side. Tyson Caffey backs in, head fake, hook shot, can't hit it. Tyson did get fouled, though, and will come to the line for a couple. That'll be the third foul of the night for Hernandez. Tyson Caffey strides up there. Free throw, no. One more shot coming up here for Benedictine and Tyson Caffey out of Liberty, Missouri. Only 2.5 minutes left in the game. Free throw, no good. He misses them both. Rebounding it down, Valley. So Tyson, 7 points tonight, but could not get one of those free throws. Here comes Missouri Valley. They'll dump it over to Jace Lance. Lance looks into the middle. We got a whistle off the ball. Which way is this going? Apparently against Benedictine. It's going to be on Ungerschick. I've got him for three. And that is Benedictine's second foul of the second half. By the way, Valley's committed seven, so the Ravens are going to be shooting for the rest of the game. 2:17 to go. That's how much rest of the game there is. Vikings left side. Lance nearly travels with it there. He'll back in, goes into the lane, puts a shot up in traffic, missed it. Rebounding it down is going to be Tyson Caffey. BC will now very patiently bring the ball into the forecourt. Sam Ungerschick will handle it from the point. 2 minutes to play. Sam out very near midcourt in the center circle, defended by Luan Patterson. Sam starting left, now dipping it down, loaded. Timmy bounces it in the middle, looking for Tyson Caffey. It's slapped away. Patterson knocks it out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it in with six on the shot clock. And BC is going to quickly bring Braden Belt back in for Preston Reynolds. BC at their baseline. Six on the shot clock at a minute 44 to go. Ravens lead by four. It'll go all the way into the backcourt. Smart play. Here comes Ahmad. Lewis will bring it up. He'll drive. He'll pull up in traffic the three, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. The shot got away in time, but didn't draw iron. And now Benedictine is going to take Belt back out of the game. They hadn't been for a long-range shot, and they're going to replace him with an offense-defense switch with Preston Reynolds. Minute 35 to go. Valley with the ball down four. Here's a pass, right side of the lane, falling away. The shot is up, nope, and we're going to have a foul on Jaden Timmy. Jane's got four fouls now. And coming to the line for Valley is going to be Jarius Burnett. Jarius has not had a free throw opportunity tonight, but he shot the ball extremely well. This free throw is good. That is the 12th point of the second half and the 14th point tonight for Jarius Burnett. Jim gets quiet. Second free throw will not go in. Kathy with a rebound. Here comes Benedictine. 62 to 59. And there's only a minute 20 to go. BC is going to go four corners on this offense now. Ungashik way up top side to Belt. Back to Sam. He gets trapped down in the corner. Drives across. Kicks it low into the edge. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a running shot off the mark, rebound, and it's out of bounds off Benedictine. We are under a minute to play. And again, the Rams are going to make the offense-defense switch back into the lineup. It'll be Preston Reynolds. And Valley's going to take a timeout because Coach Lance is looking for a plan. He needs three to tie. We're going to see how he tries to do it. Timeout of the court, 54 seconds to go in the ballgame. It is Benedictine 59, or excuse me, Benedictine 62, Missouri Valley 59.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
All right, Valley's going to be putting the ball in play. They've got Jace Lance, TJ Wallace, LaJuan Patterson, Reynaldis Hernandez, and Jarius Burnett on the floor. For Benedictine, Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, and Kathy. The ball across court is going to be lost and thrown away by Missouri Valley. Coach Lance, it rolled right out at his feet. He couldn't look less happy. Benedictine putting the ball in play. 42 seconds to go. Of course, the shot clock to 30. Here comes BC, Ungashik. How cool is he for a freshman? Bringing the ball up the court, running this club from the point, doing a nice job out of Blue Valley West High School. He has the ball all the way still in the center, keeping the dribble alive, defended by Lance. Now he will drive in, feeds underneath Tyson, gets fouled. They're going to have a foul underneath, and Benedictine needs Tyson Caffey to find the free throw range. He was up there a moment ago and missed two. By the way, that is the fourth foul of the game by Reynaldis Hernandez. Free throw, no good. And the Ravens going to take a timeout. Yeah, Coach Moody wants to, I think he just wants Tyson Cassie. We'll hang on to it here, Joseph. Don't worry, we'll handle it. I think what Coach wants is Tyson just to take a breath and, like, you know, you missed three in a row. It's okay. We need just one. One free throw makes it a four-point lead. That makes it a two-possession lead, and that's really kind of what you're looking for here. It's less the number of points and more the possession is what it kind of boils down to. And so for Benedictine, I think this is just a take a minute, catch your breath, and kind of get everybody refocused sort of a timeout. Tomorrow night on Cat Radio is High School Hoops to the Valley Falls Tournament. Join us for games at 6 and 7:30. Wednesday, Sports Look. Thursday, Benedictine at Baker. Looking forward to coming to you from the Collins Center. The Ravens will complete their third of three consecutive road games before coming back to the friendly confines of the Nolan Gym next Saturday afternoon. Of course, we'll be with you and them there as well. Ravens begin the Saturday, they begin the second half of the conference season hosting Park. Okay, coming to the line. Benedictine, 6'6 senior from Liberty North High School, Tyson Caffey. He'll take his time, send it. No good. Rebound pulled down by Valley. Here they come, trailing by three. 12 seconds. They need a three. They're going to take a three, and the Ravens. See, this is a fight that Gus and I have constantly. Gus and I, we have our conversations, and he is an advocate. If you are up three with, like this, 10 seconds ago, foul the guy. And he totally believes it's the right thing to do. And so that is what has happened here. And I think Coach Moody's out trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page with this. Valley has taken a timeout. And I don't know. Looking for where we're keeping track of those. Normally we're keeping track right here. But I'm not seeing if they have any timeouts remaining. That said, going to be interested to see with a three-point lead, what do you do? Team fouls are 4 and 8, but somewhere it usually says how many timeouts remaining. But I'm not getting that on this stat sheet tonight. So here we go. It is 62-59 Benedictine. For Missouri Valley, coming to the free throw line is T.J. Wallace. T.J. hasn't had a free throw tonight. Now, he's got a dozen points. He hit. No, wait, this is coming in. I forgot. They haven't gotten to the one-on-one yet, so there's not free throws yet. So he got a three taken. Jace Lance. There it is. Jace Lance. His third three of the half ties the game. It's 62-62. Benedictine in the middle. A shot up. No, we're going to overtime. We'll be back. Joseph, we're going to take a standard break here as the regulation has ended. We'll be back. 5 minutes of overtime coming up. The score, Benedictine 62, Valley 62.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Welcome back to Grover C. Redford Gymnasium here in Marshall, Missouri, where just when you thought it couldn't get any closer, well, it can't. It's going to overtime even at 62. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, I suggest that you request overtime. Literally. Putting in a little extra. These teams putting in a little extra. Warren Benedictine out of the court. It will be the original starting five. Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Hall. No. Ungashik, and Reynolds. Ahmad Lewis. Guys are in the way as his jump is coming. Tyson Caffey and rounding it out is going to be Braden Bell. Here we go. Ravens are going to control down the tip. Here comes Benedict and BC with the basketball. They're trying to look underneath the Preston. Comes out on the top. We haven't heard much out of Ahmad Lewis in the second half. Here's a feed underneath. Tyson Caffey up and in for two. So Tyson Caffey will hit the first 2 points of OT. And Benedict then leads it 64-62. Chase Lance. He is so good. He's such a great shooter. The ball's going to be batted away. It's on the floor and taken down by Benedictine. Ahmad Lewis, so quick, reached across, batted a pass ball that was just down the edge of the lane, batted it away, and then able to tap it to a teammate. Here's Sam for three. There it is! Ungashik for three! And Benedictine has forged a 67-62 lead at 3:50 to go. So we're a little over a minute into the overtime. And on top of it is going to be Macklin. Swings it over to Burnett. Can't get in the middle. Back out on top, Lance. Valley with a basketball, 11, 10, now 9 on the shot clock. Valley being very patient. They can't be. They're only down 5. Here's a feed in the middle. It's batted away. Picked up by Brent Elvis. Missed it. Ravens are going to be called for a foul. The foul is going to be on Preston Reynolds. I'll have him for 3. And Ren Elvis Hernandez has no points tonight, no free throws taken tonight. So he's a blank page. Let's see how he does. First free throw. 5 times off the rim and goes in. So that's his first point tonight. 4 times? 4 times off the rim. This one, once off the rim and bounces away, no good. Benedictine up court with it. Ravens leading it now, 67-63. We're at 3:20 to go. Sam works, left hand, accelerates into the lane, dumps it over to the right side. Ahmad goes in traffic, shot up, no good, rebound, tip down, and it's big collision in the backcourt. It's probably on Tyson. We're going to walk to the other end of the floor. It's not going to be on Tyson. Is that going to be on Preston? Yep. 4 fouls, Preston Reynolds. 2 of them have come here in the overtime period. But for Benedictine, no fouls early means still no free throws coming up for Missouri Valley. That'll be BC team foul 6. Valley round to the right side. We're inside 3 to go in overtime. Benedictine with a 4-point lead. The pass across is going to be slapped away and out of bounds. Coach Mooney had brought Joel Adese to the scorer's table. Now he's changed his mind. And now instead of Joel coming into the game, it's going to be Anthony Hall checking in. Anthony out of Park Hill High School in Parkville, Missouri, a 6'5" freshman. The ball comes over to the right side. Valley has it in play. 15 on the shot clock. Top side is going to be Jace Lance. Lance just dribbling it on top. Guarded by Tyson. He will accelerate. Kicks it over to the left side. The shot for the baseline is high and arcing, and it is good from the baseline left. Knocking that thing down. Jarius Burnett. He has been huge, huge in the second half. 67-66 Benedictine. We've got 2:19 to go in the OT. Driving down Ungashik, up and in for a pair. 5 in the overtime for Sam, a dozen in the game. 69-66. And we've got 2 minutes to play. Jace for 3. Yow! What a shot, Jace Lance. Time out on the court. Jace has his 4th 3-point shot since halftime. We're taking a break. Down to 1:56 to go in the overtime. Benedictine 69, Missouri Valley 69.
burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Well, these two teams have really, really battled this thing out. They left it all on the court, and we are not done with a minute 56 to play in the overtime period. The game, again, is tied now at 69. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph producing and engineering in the studio, Tom Kautz with you here. 1:56 to play, 69-69. Ungashik, Lewis, Hall, Belt, Caffey for Benedictine. Lance, Wallace, Patterson, Burnett, Taylor for Valley. Here comes BC. Sam will bring it up the floor. Lance covering him. Sam will drive right. Swings it over to the left side to Ahmad for a minute. Brings it back. Kicks it to Ahmad. Backdoor pass. Nowhere for Preston. He loses the ball. Picks it up. He's in trouble. Jump ball. Possession. Arrow. Missouri Valley. These are the kind of growing pains that a team laden with freshmen are going to have. Now, Valley's going to make a switch into the game. Back into the game is going to come Macklin. They're going to bring Macklin on top and put Lance and bury him down in the corner for corner shot opportunities. And instead of Lance bringing it up the floor, they're going to have Macklin bring it up the court. A minute 20 to play in the overtime. T.J. Wallace hooks it out on top. The drive left, the feed at the middle, the kick to the right. Here's a three, well off the mark. Rebound, Benedictine. Ungashik comes down with it. A minute 10 to play in the game. Bam works it across and eases over to the left side. Ravens have spread this floor again, wide, wide. With four corners in Tyson Caffey just off the right block out of the lane. Ungashik kicks it right to Belt. He will knife into the lane, falling away from 13. Boom! Sam Unger, or rather, Braden Belt. We're going to get a timeout, Benedict and Joseph. We're going to do it. This will be the last one. 48 seconds to go in OT. I'm feeling prophetic. It is Benedict and 71. Missouri Valley 69.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
I'll tell you what, the crowd was not large, but everyone who's been here is still here. Nobody's wanting to miss the finish of this one. What an exciting game it has been. Benedictine found themselves in trouble in the contest. They were down, 13 in the first half of the game, down 29-16. Then BC battled back, tied it at 47, went back behind. It's been back and forth ever since, but the Raven team, down 14, it'd be pretty easy to just mail that thing in. Didn't do it. And here we are with 48 seconds to go in overtime. It is full court pressure applied now by BC on the inbound. Missouri Valley brings it up. That's going to be Vincent Taylor. Gets it to Lance. Topside Burnett. They're running a little motion now. Ravens by three. Here's a two. I'm surprised they're taking a two-point shot. It misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Preston. Reynolds comes down with a basketball and up the floor, Benedictson. And quickly we get a foul. Finally's going to commit that foul. We're down to 25 seconds to play. The shot clock has now been shut off. It is the fourth foul of the game by Jace Lance. Immaterial. What is important is leading by only two. The Ravens are going to put Ahmad Lewis at the free throw line. Ahmad 6 points tonight. Hasn't had a free throw yet this evening. Shot. Perfect. Ravens by three. Still 25 seconds to go. Ahmad Lewis. Hard look at the rim. Puts this one in. Benedictson by four. It is 73-69. Lance will bring it up the court. Ungashik fouls him. He did not want to. Here's Valley's going to switch and bring Patterson back into the game. It's going to be the offense-defense switch for Missouri Valley. Patterson in, Macklin out. And at the line, it's going to be Jace Lance. He had nine at the end of regulation. First free throw of the game is going to hang on a fall in. So for Lance, that will be his, 13th point tonight? There he is. Jace Lance, 12. That one is 13. This one is good. He's got 14 points. And it's 73-71. With 18 seconds left. And it feels like we've had an awful lot of timeouts that somebody's been storing up. I think they kept some of these from, before the holiday break or something. But we've got another timeout of the court. We're going to hang on to it here for you, Joseph. 18 and a half seconds to go. 73-71. Benedictson in front. Ravens are going to have the ball in play coming in out of the backcourt. And shooting percentages have certainly increased from what they were early in the game. You've got Benedictson shooting much better than they were. Valley shooting much better than they were. And now it's come down to maybe just this very final possession. Here are the Ravens. How quickly can you get it into the forecourt? How quickly can you move the ball? How briskly can you move the ball? And try to keep yourself from getting yourself fouled and being sent back to the free throw line. And you can be very sure that Missouri Valley, and Valley's got to be careful. Valley's got two important guys. Jace Lance has four fouls. Ron Elvis, he's a little important. He's got four fouls, but particularly Jace Lance. Four fouls. For Benedictson, Timmy's got four. Preston Reynolds has four. So, you've got a bunch of fouls on some of these guys here. So, here we go. Jane Timmy, did he foul out? I didn't even notice that he fouled out. No, there you go. So, the Ravens don't have Jaden now. Quickly, as the ball comes in, Ravens get fouled. So they're coming to the free throw line with 17.8 to go. Sam Ungashik will step up there. He's one of two at the free throw line tonight. Big deep breath for the freshman. Big shot. Perfect. Sam Ungashik. That is 6 points in overtime for Sam. So he's got six of Benedictson's 12 in overtime. That 12 in overtime is a lot. You don't see a lot of overtimes. Teams will score 5 points and win. We're at 12 points already for Benedictson, and they only lead by three. That free throw, also good. 75-71. Here comes Valley, Macklin, down court, long three, up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Preston. He gets fair hugged in the backcourt by Jarius Burnett. Jarius Burnett will have his third foul tonight. And we will walk to the other end of the court where with 9 seconds to go in OT, you know when it's not going well? Yeah, when you see the fans start streaming toward the door in the gym. The free throw is up. It is perfect. Preston Reynolds. That's his first point in the second half. Fifth point tonight for Preston. This one, off the mark, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Valley. 76-71. 4 seconds, three. Ravens are going to let that shot get away. It's going to be up and good. BC will bring it in and cover it up, and we're going to have a foul called with 0.3 seconds. We're going to call a foul. And we're going to walk to the other end of the court. I'm surprised to see Preston up here. I figured he would go to the backcourt with everybody else. At the free throw line for Benedictine, as that is going to be Jarius Bennett's fourth foul. At the free throw line for Benedictine is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Ahmad hit a couple of big overtime free throws. Now the officials they've taken the ball away, and they're saying, we're going home. That's going to do it. I think they're going to look at the score table. They have taken the ball away and have carried it. That's an old basketball coach ploy. When they want to talk to the officials, the ball rolls over. You pick up the ball and you hold it until you get done talking to them, and then you let them have it back. You know, the officials are kind of doing that now, so stick around here. They are looking to see how much time remains. Again, the scoreboard indicates 0.3 seconds. Oh, there you have all of that. High school hoops tomorrow, Fort Hook Wednesday, Benedictine Thursday. What are we going to give them? High school's hoops Friday, Benedictine again Saturday. Gotta love the middle of January. They are going to say 0.9 seconds. So there you go. Last Friday night, we had a three-quarter court shot with 0.5. Here's a free throw. No good. Now, three-quarter court, half a second, took it and threw it and scored it. So one more point here would be nice. There it is. Ahmad will hit the second free throw. They'll bring it in, bat it away. The shot is going to go up, and it's going to count. Doesn't matter. The Ravens are going to win it on the road in overtime tonight. The final score, Benedictine 77, Missouri Valley 75. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at msccsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, we're back with you here at the Grover C. Redford Gymnasium on the Missouri Valley campus, where it is tonight in the second game, the guys contest, the Benedictine men. they got in trouble early. I mean, they found themselves trailing by a bunch down 13 with about 3 minutes to play in the first half. We're back within 10 at halftime. But in the second half, they battled back, took a lead. Then the game went to overtime. The Ravens persevere this evening, 77-75 for Benedictine. Kind of a landmark win, the 10th win of the season as they go to 10-8. And in the conference, even better, really, in that they are 8-4 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. I'll recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Missouri Valley, 14 points apiece lead the way for both Jace Lance and Vincent Taylor. Oddly, Taylor, all 14 of his in the first half, Lance, all 14 of his in the second half. It was T.J. Wallace with a dozen. 7-9 for Luan Patterson. Oh, thank you very much. 7 for Luan Patterson. We had 4-9 for Logan Walker, 2. Colin Macklin, and 1 for Renelvis Hernandez. For the Benedictine Ravens, tremendous outing tonight for Braden Belt. Braden, 18 points to, again, lead Benedictine in scoring. He had a couple of his teammates in double figures with him. As Sam Ungashik had 14, and Jaden Timmy with a dozen. 9 apiece right on the verge. 9 apiece for Ahmad Lewis and Tyson Caffey. And again, Tyson almost the double-double. Needed one of those free throws late as he had 10 rebounds tonight. Preston Reynolds had 5. Jake Thompson had 5. Joel Adise had 5 tonight for Benedictine. So again, for the Ravens, just an outstanding effort, outstanding ball game tonight, and BC moves to 10-8 and 8-4 in the conference. Missouri Valley will fall to 5-13 and 3-9. In the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So there is all of that. Of course, stick around a minute. We talked to Coach Moody prior to the game, and he was going to do everything he could to make himself able to get around and pop up here for a little brief post-game convo. So stick around for a minute if you would. We will talk to him about that. Going to see if I can... Here we go. So... the upcoming schedule looking like this. Tomorrow night, I'll be with you down to the Valley Falls Boys Tournament. 6 o'clock ball game. It'll be Jefferson County North and Jeff West. Then at 7:30, it'll be Perry LeCompton and Valley Falls. Wednesday night, we're going to have a sports look, as we do usually on Thursday, but we're going to move it to Wednesday this week here on Care Radio. On Thursday, so I see Coach Moody making his way. It's a big cavernous place, so hold tight. He'll be here in just a second. Thursday, we've got BC at Baker, 5:30 for the ladies, and at 7:30 for the guys from Baldwin City. Friday, we're going to be back at the Valley Falls Boys Tournament, 6 o'clock. ACCHS Oskaloosa, 7:30, Valley Falls Rossville. And then Saturday afternoon, up at the back of the Nolan. Feels like it's been forever, right? I'm getting Coach Moutier's gear out here. It is a Saturday, Benedictine home with Park at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock. So we got that. Coach is making his way around here, so hang tight. He'll be here in just a second. This is, if you've never been here, it is a massive structure. Takes a minute to get around, so... he's doing a great job. We appreciate him getting up here and getting a chance to chat. Coach, number one thing, don't move that chair back. That first step is bad. Otherwise, yeah, drag that up there and see if you can. Can you hear it today, or do I need to give it a little?
I can't hear you.
We have nothing but technology right now.
I mean,
there.
I can hear your voice.
Is that so, good enough? Is that better?
No, there we go.
There?
Yeah,
okay.
I can hear you.
Woohoo. Brian Moody, head coach, congratulations, man. That was a tremendous game. Your guys fought so hard.
I appreciate that, Tom. But before we start, I mean, I've been in a lot of gyms in a lot of different places, and this is, like, you're up here, and this is a long walk. There's a treadmill right next to you, and you don't need the treadmill because you walk up here and have to get all the way up here. You don't need it. So, anyways, hey, thanks, man. I mean, I don't have a lot of words except, we challenged them. We knew this would be difficult. We're on less than 48 hours rest, from Saturday afternoon and, or I could maybe a little more, I guess, maybe 50 hours of rest. And they found a way. You know, we thought it would be ugly. We didn't think we'd go 1-for-14 from three in the first half. That's kind of unlike the team that we've seen the last, month and a half or so, but, you know, they grind. We challenged them. We used the whole bench. Maybe except one guy and just challenged them and they responded. You know, they found a way. We asked them just to chip away, keep guarding the way we guard. We did ask for a lot more movement in the second half out of the guys without the ball. And I think that paid off. You know, we got some easy buckets at the rim. We didn't have to keep jacking threes, but, I mean, how about these guys just showing up? Braden Belt on his birthday. Today's his birthday, so happy birthday, B. And he hits a huge shot there in regulation to take the lead. And I think, you know, I'm going to go on and on here for a minute, but, like, the one thing I'll say is, like, they showed a tremendous amount of toughness tonight to get back into this game and then almost win it in regulation and have their hearts broken by that three on the OB to take it to OT. And a team can – that can melt a team. I mean, that can make you – you know, be down and out and upset, you know, and so I'll tell you what, though, we could see it in their eyes. Like, they were just ready to go, and we told them the first 2 minutes will probably decide this overtime. And we go out and get back-to-back stops and get back-to-back makes and take a five-point lead and put the pressure back on Mo Valley. So we're very proud of them. A lot of heroes tonight, but the whole team, this was a team win on the road.
Coach, I loved how, even though it wasn't just your team, neither team, and I was commenting during the course of the broadcast, you know, both teams shot more than 10 threes before somebody hit one.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about that. I don't know if it was the gym or it was just the night or it was like sunspots. I don't know what it was, but it just wouldn't fall in for anybody. And then when you guys finally got it, you know, they were battling from behind, got down. I had them down 13-14. And, but like you say, I like how they're like, okay, we can do this.
Yeah. I, you know, we just have some resolve. And I think that I've been saying it over and over, a little smarter, a little tougher. We've been in so many late game situations. I mean, just think about that. I think I said this the other day and you might know, but I think every game since December 1 has been a single digit outcome. I'm except maybe Baker at home. I don't even know when that game was played, but like that's the only game that we've played, in a long time that wasn't a single digit outcome. We've been involved in a lot of close games, and I think our team's very confident in that situation. We aren't perfect from the free throw line, but we make the ones we need to. We've defended at a high clip. We know the situation on when to switch, how to contest, and give a lot of props to Jace Lance. I mean, he's had kind of a tough year at times, a lot of weight on his shoulders for that team, but he banged in some big shots for him. And I think we need to give some respect to Sam Ungashek as a freshman trying to check that kid who's an all-league player and kind of had Sam tied in knots at times, but he's hung in there and found a way to be there. So I want to give a big kind of shout-out, too, to Ahmad Lewis. I mean, Ahmad, the way he plays, his energy, his defense, his toughness, you know, I thought that everybody showed up tonight, and I thought we, you know, we just had to make some tough plays in a tough environment on short rest.
Kind of a landmark, I also mentioned, win for you, double-digit W's now. So that's kind of nice to get to that 10.
Yeah, I didn't even, I guess I haven't paid attention.
Yeah.
We're just trying to grind. Yeah, I guess so. So 10 and 8, yeah, I mean, we're proud of that. You know, we've already kind of like, we're gonna rest. We got to rest. We got to go to Baker on Thursday. This will be our third road game in a row in a short week. So these guys are ready. They're not ready to be done. We keep getting better. So we keep banging in shots. I think, you know, all of them really showed up. I haven't even really looked at the stats, but, you know, a couple guys in double figures. And the thing I like to see is I'm not sure. I can't remember the last time we got out rebounded. You know, we keep rebounding. We were down in the rebounding column at the half. And then I know it sounds, I don't know what the word is, but we had 18 turnovers, but we had 20 assists. You know, and so we're in the positive column, and with this team, that's a positive. You know, we are about ready to break a record, I think, in turnovers on the season. But we find a way to rebound really well. We find a way to make buckets, and it hasn't stung us too bad.
Coach, take the guys home, give them a bite to eat, and you know, tuck them in, give them a little rest, and we'll see you just about two days from now.
I appreciate it, and I gotta say thanks to Coach Wilcox for keeping you awake at the wheel on the way home and being here to support us and. So really appreciate him and all of our parents and fans. And we'll be back. I do want to see, you know, we'll do this again Thursday, but we're at home Saturday. It is a 2-4 at the moment. Check your website, check your social media. That might get moved up to noon and two.
Okay.
You know, there's a big game at 3:30 that afternoon. And we don't necessarily want to go head to head. We want our fans to be able to cheer us on in the Nolan, and then go watch the Chiefs game and cheer for them. So we're waiting on confirmation for that. But you know, listen up. But Saturday, we'd love to see a packed house against Park. We'll try to win on Thursday.
Good job, Coach. Congratulations,
thanks,
man.
All right.
Ryan Mooney, head coach of the Benedictine guys and the Ravens, took it to overtime and took a big win here this evening. Final score again, 77-75. BC winning it. Opening game, ladies coming up just short. Guys win the second one. Tim, we greet you tomorrow night from, high school basketball in Valley Falls. For Joseph in the studio, Tom Couts here in Missouri. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.